What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the Remember the Titan Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Setterfield, joined by the Christopher Reiser.
I love that intro. How's everyone doing? Last week of the regular season, unless I'm incorrect. We made it, boys. We made it. It's almost playoff time. I can't believe we made it this far. It seems like it was just yesterday. It was week one, and I had all this hope and dreams. And now look at me.
We're still a shell of a band.
Yeah, I'm back where I was last year. Just, you know, sad and depressed. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Great. And the other sultry voice you heard is the one, the only, Brian Wolf.
So where Chris is kind of a glass half empty kind of guy, I'm a glass half full. I'm going for the third Poop Bowl championship. I'm looking at it from that lens. The season isn't over. I can still get my $35 back or whatever it is at this point. But I'm a little better than I have been. I got a win off of Allie, although I easily would have taken 5 points, actually 10 points off this week, to have given 5 points to the previous 2 weeks, and then I'd have three more wins. So that sucks. It all just came pouring down in 1 week when I really didn't need to put Allie in the ground like that.
Isn't that how it always goes? It's exciting, mm-hmm. though, that you're going for a Poop Bowl dynasty at this point. That is 3-time champ. That's huge.
Yeah, it's almost like I belong there each season. I might as well just like boot the whole season and then really start trying week 7.
Yeah, I think that's the move. And now, some news from the league. Waivers ran, and it was a thin week. The Colts defense was picked up by Tony for 10 fab. Big spender of the week. I picked up Gardner Minshew for nothing, and Owen picked up the Lions DST. After waivers ran, Tim picked up the Texans DST. Chris, you have a huge thing to select from, a huge list. What's your waiver of the week, bub?
Oh, this is the most insane waivers we've had all season, I think. Three defenses were taken, but I'm going to go with the one that wasn't a defense. Minshew Mania, baby. Yeah. Back like he never left. What a guy.
You love it.
What a guy, dude.
It's against Cincinnati this week, too. So, like, I don't know. They looked all right, but, like, the defense gave up 30 to the Jags last week, so.
Listen, Bengals season is over. I don't care about that anymore. Listen, Minshew Mania. He seems like a great guy to go out and party with. That's what he seems like. He seems like a great vibes guy. I would love to hang out with him.
I bet you couldn't hang is the thing. I bet he's way cooler than you are, and you just wouldn't be able to hang.
He's for sure way cooler, but like maybe he's cool enough to like support me and be like, oh, even though you're not as cool with me, I'll still hang out with you. And we'll go out on the town. And then we'll try and get girls, and then he'll get all the girls, and I won't get any. And then, that'll be our time together.
So what I'm hearing is Chris wants a sugar daddy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, you said he could take care of you.
You did say that. That came out of your mouth. It was a wild thing for you to say, but.
If you listen to this podcast, man, hook me up.
Whoa. All right. Well. On that Bobby note, Gardner's
had one foreign listener. He put on his VPN.
Yeah, he's listening out of Taiwan.
Taiwan, really? That's where we're pulling from, huh?
I don't know. It didn't tell me.
Oh, that's kind of weird. I would think it would tell you at least the demographic of, or at least the country where the listener was from.
Yeah, maybe if I pay for premium, but it did not break it down that far.
Damn. So. Where are we in, did it rank us in worldly podcasts, like where we're at?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
Glad about. You are 10,852 out of 11,000.
I mean, that'd be kind of funny. It'd be good to know that we were at least beating 15 other podcasts out there, you know?
Sure, yeah, that'd be exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's just get into the bit. I don't feel like editing much. So, what's this? Somebody submitted a question. Why don't oh, the question's written down. Well, why don't I read it out loud?
Sure, go for it. This was by Ethan, actually. He
Oh, you're gonna
literally
dox the question asker.
5 minutes after we wrapped up the pod last week, he's like, "Hey, I have a great idea for the pod this week." So I was like, "Oh, we'll throw it into the next one."
Great. All right. So, is picking up a player from waivers just so your opponent can't play them a dirty move or a strategic play? Whoa, dude. I'll tell you what, I fall on a very solid side of this fence.
Do you really? Okay.
Well, because I've been doing it all year.
Yeah. Well, then you go first.
All
What's your
right. My
thoughts on
stance is it's fair. You wanna spend fab, pick up a player, burn a bench spot. That's just strategery. You know what I'm saying?
it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when the Bengals needed a backup quarterback, you saw New England just pick up people who were free agents to their practice squad so that the Bengals couldn't. It happens in the real NFL. I think it can happen here, you know?
Yeah, I'm of the same opinion. I haven't done it in a while, but I've definitely partaken in it before. I mean, I think this year, especially with the benches being a little smaller, it's maybe a little harder of a pill to swallow, but I mean, I guess it depends on how desperate you are for a win that week.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I was, is desperate. I went in and my opponent needed a tight end, or my opponent only had one starting running back. Although I will say it did backfire on me 1 week. I did win the week, but Brandon picked up Keaton Mitchell, like the week he became relevant.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, so. You know, I missed on a guy and Brandon got him. So that's on me, I guess. But Chris, you want to pause Forza and tell us what you think about this?
Not even playing Forza, dog. I just ordered my wings.
All right.
My wings, Chip.
What did you get? Tell us your order real quick.
My order? Oh, it's real simple, Chip. You know, gotta get wings. 20 boneless and fries. Four
20
sauces.
boneless.
Four sauces. Guess the
Four
saucers.
sauces. First of all, where's this from?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, B dubs. All right, all right, all right. Boneless.
You got barbecue in there somewhere?
Well, there's different kinds of
Yeah,
barbecue ones. All
you've definitely got honey barbecue because you're a little baby back bitch.
right, that's one.
Yeah. All right.
You have well, no. Do you hate spiciness? Like.
I don't hate it, but I usually don't order it.
All right. Well, that knocks off about half the sauces. Do you get the lemon pepper?
Not this time, no. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You don't strike me as a dry rub on boneless guy. So what are their other bitch sauces?
Isn't there like a garlic parmesan or something?
Yeah, garlic parm's probably. Oh, Asian zing maybe? That might be too spicy for you.
Not Asian zing, but Parm garlic, yes.
All right, there we go. Two
I don't
down.
know any other sauces other than like buffalo and I think a hot one. I don't even remember what it's called. Blazin', I think, actually.
Blazin' is a sauce.
Okay. Well, you didn't get that. I'll tell you that.
No.
Where are the other two, Chris?
Yeah, tell us.
You said honey barbecue. I also got sweet barbecue.
Jesus.
A one-track mind over there.
And teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
I forgot about
Yeah.
teriyaki. It was a good one.
Come on, you gotta mess with some teriyaki.
Man,
Did
you.
you get a side of ranch though?
Two cups of ranch.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Do you think about getting anything with any sort of flavor to it, or just not this time?
What? You think those sauces aren't good?
I mean, the barbecues taste like sugar. Teriyaki's all right, but there's no spice to it. I'm not a big fan of lemon. I don't know what it is. Not there for it.
Really, you don't
I didn't
like the
get
lemon
lemon.
pepper?
Oh, you didn't get lemon. What was the other one?
Parmesan garlic. Garlic parmesan.
Actually, Parm gar is pretty good. It's a little plain, but it's good. Anyways,
Anyway.
sound off about
Anyway.
this. This is the actual fantasy football thing.
Yeah.
All right, my sidebar. The question, I mean, yeah, of course it's dirty, but like, it can be both. We're all about dirty here. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good, it's like gamemanship. You know what I'm talking about? If you do that to your opponent, I love it.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, we all land on the same side of history. So we're probably wrong, honestly.
Yeah. When we're unanimous, we're usually wrong. Like how Chip and you thought I was making the playoffs. Oof, dead wrong. Dead wrong.
It hurts. No, I said me and Andrew. Holden.
Oh, well, he'll make it. Well, maybe. I don't know. There's six of you fighting for those last four spots, so it's a toss-up. I'm hoping to play spoiler with knocking AJ down to that 7-7 bar that everyone else will be at, so.
Yeah, basically, if you can get that 500 record, you've got a shot. There's three of us, I think, playing for that 500 record. So,
Chip, how do you like your chances to make it?
Not great.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing. What is it? Is it AB? And you got Jay Jettis back. I just like Michael Pittman. He's got Michael Pittman. I mean, Justin Jefferson's his fucking flex, dude. I don't really stand a chance, I don't think. So that is an unfortunate reality for me. You know?
You can't. What do you got? You're 6-7? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Damn, Chip.
Oh, it's Ethan. It's Ethan.
Yeah. Even if, let's see, 9.
Who's Puka at Nacua. Fucking Cooper Kupp's out.
Who's at 8th place right now? Well, there is a chance that you edge in. If you and Tim lose, if you, Tim, and Justin all lose, but you win, or not win,
I have to outscore
a higher margin. Yeah, what's your margin right now with
dude, it's like 100. It's like 100 points.
Holy shit. So you'd have to lose like 200 to 150 or something.
Yeah.
And hope that Tim absolutely shits the bed and gets 50 this week. Yeah, it's your winner go home this week.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And I'm starting Zeke Elliott tomorrow. So
you picked him up. Okay.
Yeah, I've had him for a minute.
Really? You're the one who's holding on to him. Okay.
Yeah, dude. I wanted to trade for Ramondre, and the trades never went through. So I had Zeke ready, but nothing actually materialized, and I just didn't have a better option on the waiver wire, so I held on to him.
Well, look at that. You'll be able to play him tomorrow in that shit-tastic Thursday night football game. The two worst offenses in the league going at it.
Just a
noodle fight.
Won't that be fun? I got Patty Fries in that game. He's got Najee Harris in that game, so.
And Najee's questionable.
Yeah. Yeah, his knee, I guess. It'd be nice if he played Najee and Najee played like 3 snaps. That'd be pretty good for my mental health.
Chip, hot take. If you win this week, it's because T. Higgins goes off.
Dude, I would love that. Did you watch that game at all?
I watched parts of it.
I watched the entire thing. T. Higgins was missed on a wide open touchdown. And it hurt to watch. Because I had T. Higgins against the two players in Jacksonville. And I had a 17-point lead. And, like, it was just a nothing fest. He had Ridley and the guy who just went out. But, yeah, Kirk. He had Ridley and Kirk. And it was just a nothing fest. But T, dude. I'm hoping Cincinnati and Indiana hits the over. Anyway, you guys have any more thoughts, or are we wrapping this up?
Yeah. I just want to brag real quick.
Oh.
I smacked Owen's team last week. I doubled him up in points. I doubled him up in points because he sucks.
All right. Yeah. No, I love that energy.
Listen, so, like, he had the best record in the league, and I smacked the shit out of him. So, like, since I beat the best team in the league, shouldn't that mean I make the playoffs or something?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. Here's the other thing is, I mean, this has nothing to do with anything, but I'm pretty sure my Slack and Discord notifications are just gonna be in the show because I cannot isolate that sound and I keep getting notifications. So,
That'll be a nice steady dinging for people.
yeah, no, it'll be cool. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
It's the last week of the season, as Chris stated at the very beginning. Can't believe we're already here. But for those who are on the bubble, good luck. There's as I pointed out before, six of you fighting for the last four spots, and it'll be interesting. May the best four men or women make it in. Although Allie's a lock, so men, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, dude, I'm hoping the best of us get in. And if that's me, that's me, I'll accept that burden. Chris, do you have any dumb shit to say?
I don't know if we'd really talked about if we're gonna do more pods in the postseason. I think we are.
Yeah,
Question mark.
we'll do. So Wolfie and I, neither of us made the playoffs a couple of years ago. This was like 4 years ago, I think. And we just stopped. So we'll keep doing podcasts. It'll be more somber and probably shorter if we don't make the playoffs. But yeah, we can talk about more ideas for the league next year and stuff like that, and people who are eliminated, stuff like that. Talk shit. We'll keep doing them.
This is just a question for you guys. Maybe people can respond to us in the DMs with an answer, but do you guys think I should get that list of league improvements ready to go and out like the day after playoffs end, just so everything's kind of fresh? Because people kind of phase out and turn off the notifications on Sleeper pretty quickly after the season's done.
No, I think you should hit people up like a month before the season starts. I don't think we need that much time to implement changes. Even if we have to like rebuild the league, it's gonna take somebody like an hour's worth of admin time.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it's like, dude, honestly, it's whenever you're missing football. It is fucking, I don't even know when football starts. June, that is before football. Like June
Yeah.
hits and you're like, fuck, I could go for some good old football. That's when you send that shit out.
All right, fair enough.